This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward. This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pain goes away, pride is forever. And hockey players don't care whether there's pain. At least some of them don't. Maybe a little bit more so in this generation. But Zdeno Chara is a different breed. And I don't think it's a pain aspect for him. You know, I think for him is to make sure that he can breathe, he can play right, and he doesn't bring his team down in his level of play. And that's where his decision is going to have to be made.
It's a 5 o'clock hour here from Canal Street and Bruins Fan Fest. Felger and Maserati for the Boston Sports Girl, brought to you by Bud Light. Get your game ready for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, and it's shaping up to be a memorable one. As 3 days after breaking his jaw, Captain Zdeno Chara looks poised to return to the lineup tonight against the St. Louis Blues. Catch the game tonight on 98.5 The Sports Hub shortly after 8 o'clock. We have with us now Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe. Dupes, how are you?
Excellent. How are you guys?
Good. Thoughts on this story with Zdeno Chara?
Which aspect of it? I think he plays.
The part that interests you most. You think he's in there for sure, and you think this...
Well, I put the caveat on this. As of 4 o'clock, I was led to believe he'll play. That's 4 hours before game time. Things can change and in terms of pain, or maybe a doctor has another opinion, but we shall see.
What's the impact?
Well, that's a really good question, but I can't answer it because I don't know who else is out there. If Grizzlick plays, and I know there's a lot of rumors around now that he's not playing.
Oh, is that right? So yeah. The word is he's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
again, I don't know what credence to put in all of this stuff. My 4 o'clock tip, if you will,
yep.
I have a lot of credence in that.
Okay, the 4 o'clock tip is that Chara's in, but Grizzlick is out?
No, I don't know. The latter part I'm just seeing from other places.
I see.
But my information, which again, you know, a lot of this stuff is so often in the wind, you don't know. And as I always say, circumstances change. There could be myriad reasons here why things change. That said, you know, is it a better team with Chara healthy? Yeah, let's be obvious. Sure it is.
Do you think they go with 7 defensemen regardless?
I do. Yeah. Just because I think they're, especially just off of how they played the last game, which may mean nothing because chapter to chapter here, there's been really no consistency other than there's a lot of the officiating that I haven't liked. And I know that gets into whining and all of that, but I think that the officiating's been to be kind, very spotty.
Okay, let's circle back to that. So if Grizzlick's out, you're still putting in Stephen Kamfer, and Stephen Kamfer is your 7D, and that's just the way it works because why? You're losing a guy a night, you don't want to be stuck with 5D again, or you don't think Backus has given you the impact? So, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Dupes?
I think they go to Kamfer because they can't go to, in my estimation, to throw Vaakanainen in there is just too much of an ask for a kid like that. So, and I think otherwise, I don't know how beaten up other parts are back there, but I think overall, I think he has to go with 7D because I think based on the last game, their best approach to this is win defensively. Hope that they can shut this thing down as best they can. Hope that Tuukka has a great night and hope that gets them to 3-2. They really, really had a hard time with that forecheck. I'm stating the obvious here, I know. But they were just overwhelmed for most of that game, from start to finish. And that said, this is the whining part now. I think if the officiating had been sharper, I think maybe some of that pressure wouldn't have been as great. But it got more intense.
Again, I do want to circle back to that. You've been around a long time. You've covered a lot of Bruins hockey, a lot of sports in this town. Are we looking at a Curt Schilling kind of moment that you know? Is this what you're looking at?
Yeah, I think so. Again, you never know. First of all, we don't know if he's in, but assume he's in. How the crowd will respond? I think the response will be very strong. And some of that I think is going to be they'll play if they're smart. They'll play that right up to the last minute, right? I don't think they're going to come out after warm up and say, "Yeah, he's in." I think they would just give it the string, and I think the crowd's invested enough. I think he means enough in terms of his how many years now? 13 years. I think it should be a special moment.
Okay. What's your problem with the officiating specifically?
Well, I think specifically it's this is the easiest thing to say. It's been inconsistent. But there were a number of calls that were, the one where Clifton gets sent off on a hit to the head was fakery. It was total fakery. Now, that they should catch up to that over the course of a game. I know it backfired on St. Louis, and I kind of enjoyed that. But, the officials should be looking at that between periods. But that's just one isolated incident. I think overall, in terms of charging, in terms of targeting, and I hate to go too extreme with this because overall that was an exceptional game St. Louis played. But I think by and large, some of the calls were either bad calls or they weren't made at
all.
So
you think they should be calling St. Louis for charging and targeting calls?
Well, it's hard to say charging because they never called charging. There was only 13 charging calls throughout the season. It's more boarding. I thought there were a couple of close boardings. Slew foots. That's just the chintzy stuff that, for whatever reason, and, you can play that it was Berube got in their heads. Maybe he did. You never know the extent of that.
And you call yourself, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in. You call yourself a Bruins writer. You call yourself a Bostonian that your complaint, we're now complaining that they're hitting us too hard. Come on,
No, I'm
Dupes.
Not saying too hard. I'm not saying too hard. I'm fine with a hard hit.
I know. I put words in your mouth.
And you've made a career out of it.
I twisted it for you, but that's what it sounds like. Oh, they're hitting us too hard.
There should have been embellishment on Tarasenko, though.
Well, hold on. You've been flopping the whole playoffs. I don't want to hear that either. I mean, really, they're hitting us too hard? Come on.
No.
I'm yelling at you now for something you're saying.
I know, exactly. I'm not going to get down that lane. But overall, and again, some of this goes both ways, too. Coyle was, if we will, begged to call.
Yes, of course.
Right. So it does go both ways. At this point in time of the year, I would expect the officiating to be better. I would expect it to be excellent. It hasn't been excellent.
I honestly hate bitching about the officiating.
I know. I do, too.
I don't like doing it. But I'm interested by what you said, that maybe they win this series defensively. Are you saying that you don't think they can score?
No, I think they can, but they've got to get out of their own end, and they didn't. They didn't get enough shot attempts. There was nothing offensively in that last game that would make you think that they could win. I mean, look at Chara made the boldest play of all, right? It was a really nice shorthanded goal that tied it 2-2. But the best scoring attempt was really
Chara pinches
down the left side. He's on the outer edge of that left circle, gets a nice shot in there. They needed more of that. Well, it's easy to say. They couldn't get out of their own end. So if they're going to be continuously pinched back, then they're going to have to win this, in my estimation. They're going to have to win it on really good defense, blending whatever, how many, however many guys they can get into that. Seven guys, an extreme would be eight. That's not going to happen. But win it with your best blend. And this will be really interesting tonight to see how Cassidy matches those up. You know, a John Moore, Charlie McAvoy first pairing doesn't do a lot for me, you know. I like Moore for what he is, which is a
six,
good,
seven,
solid 6-7 guy.
Yeah.
That's not a premier first pairing. So if you keep together 47 and 20, Krug and Carlo, I get that. You know, it's improv. Let's face it, improv.
So, Kevin Paul DuPont of the Globe joining us here from the Boston Sports Grill.
So, Kevin, there's been a lot of criticism of Pasternak for his unwillingness to be able to deal with physical play.
And Krejci.
Okay, but I look at Marchand, and I say, Marchand had zero shots in the last
game. That's right.
He had one shot in the game before that. And last game, he didn't look terribly engaged to me. Like, he wasn't. What do you see in Marchand? What's the problem there?
That's interesting you say that. So I think part, you know, when you're in a game like that and you're always tucked in your own end, I don't think anybody looks engaged. I think they really looked like they were spinning their wheels the whole game. It's not to say they're not trying. I just think they were getting nowhere for whatever their effort is. But yes, Marchand, and I think Marchand's been true throughout the four games here, I have to believe there's something wrong with his hand. I don't think he's not shooting as much. He's not in the action that much. That said, he made a really nice play on the shorthanded, didn't he? The little scoop over to Bergeron where he gloves and drops it. So he's around it. He makes plays, but he's not playing with that usual Marchand edge.
So you think he hurt the hand in that scrimmage?
I do.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll circle back to that.
Yeah. I could be wrong again.
No, we're all wrong.
Yeah. You know. I'm going based on performance and what has happened, and they tell you absolutely nothing.
Dupes, do you have any read on this series?
Have I had a read?
Do you have a read right now? Or
no.
Did the Blues gain control? Are the Bruins in control because they're home? Are the Bruins in control because of the goaltending? Do you have a read on the direction of this series?
It's a great question, and the answer is absolutely not. Because, and I've said this from the start, there's really no looking at one chapter and knowing how the next chapter is going to play. You know, you read a book, you get a sense in the first chapter, okay, kind of predict how this is going to go along, but... And this played out perfectly because I was saying going into game four, you just never know about the officiating and you never know about an injury. And sure enough, I thought the officiating was inconsistent and Chara comes up with that big injury. So you don't know. Could turn the other way tonight, right? Could be that they get some. Ryan O'Reilly wrenches a hand early on, so they lose their best face-off guy and it changes. And the X factor, of course, as we all know, you never know how the hell it's going to bounce. There's wacky things off mullions. You look at the NBA. I know everyone's surprised by what's happening in the NBA right now. You guys know far more about this than me. But, you know, that's a good team. It's not really no mystery they're winning. It didn't go in off the stanchion, right? They don't go in by accident in the NBA.
Yeah.
You play better. You know, you're smart about it. You shoot great from the three. You win. Not necessarily here.
Okay, so on the officiating, we're getting Sutherland and Kazari again tonight. Those were the refs in games 1 and 3. They have, I believe, called 7 more penalties than the other crew, which is Rooney and his partner. I forget who it is. So we've only had 2 sets of refs. They've split the 4 games so far. Feels like they're going back and forth, back and forth. Sutherland and Kazari are known to call it tighter. They've called more penalties in this series. You've also won both of your games with Sutherland and Kazari, games 1 and game 3. They're back at it tonight in game 5. There's your officiating breakdown, Dupes. So if Sutherland and Kazari call it tight, blow some whistles, that's to your advantage because you win this thing on special teams. You're a better special teams
that is correct.
Outfit than St. Louis. St. Louis has proven to be a better 5-on-5 team. Like that we can say so far, right?
Absolutely. In fact, virtually the whole difference in gross scoring has been that the Bruins have scored, 6 times and they've scored once. So, yes, yeah. If they will call it tight, and that's to the benefit of the Bruins, assuming those are the calls that, you know, that I'm saying were missed in the first, that should. But again, it's
the flip side is now we're getting game 5, 6, and 7, and no ref wants to be the story. And as you go deeper in a series, generally speaking, they swallow it as we go forward. That would not be to the Bruins' advantage. So we will definitely keep an eye on that.
And that said, by and large, you know, for the 40-odd years that I've watched, I like it when they swallow it.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
But swallow it, you know. Don't put it halfway down your throat and just, that's an interference, right? If you want it to be hack and slash, let it go, right? But it's that when they start to back off, it's own. Because as we know, they go in there, they set a standard, whatever it's going to be, hooking, charging, slashing, keep the standard.
Dupes, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. All right, good man.
Read Kevin's coverage in the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. You know the drill. Quick break. We're back with more here from Canal Street as we get ready for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill, sponsored by Bud Light, Felger, and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's Felger and Mass from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill. The Stanley Cup Finals, the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, are Zdeno Chara and Matt Grzyk playing tonight?
They'll be game time decisions. They're on the ice now. That's a good sign. We've always said once they get out there, they're that much closer. So
both taking warm ups. And what do you need to see to know that they can play?
Yeah, well, like I said, they'll be game time decisions. So they're out there now. See how they feel at 7 or so tonight.
Okay, we're getting close to that 7 o'clock hour, but reports have surfaced about the status of each. Zdeno Chara expected to play. Multiple reports saying he will play, which is quite the thing. 3 days after breaking his jaw in Game 4 in St. Louis. Pretty dramatic morning where he, all of a sudden, he's out on the ice. And I was listening to the Midday Show and that great Jeremy Roenick interview, where Jeremy Roenick is saying, I think he's going to play. I expect him to play. All he needs to do is be able to breathe. And, you know, the pain doesn't last. Pride does, you know, and just. And then the next thing you know, 10 minutes later, Zdeno Chara is out on the ice with a new helmet and a whole contraption to play. And subsequent reports have said that he's been cleared to play and will be out there tonight. As for Matt Grzyk, the reports are that he's out. His father told Channel 5, Murray?
Yeah, that he is not playing. And it was first reported by Rear Admiral of Barstool Sports, despite reports to the contrary. Matt Grzyk will not be playing tonight. In order to return to the lineup, he needed clearance from the doctor, but he wasn't able to get the okay after his latest testing.
Okay, so there's that. Do you still go 7D? Do you still put Steve Kampfer in there? So that's a loss. I mean, that's still...
Yes, it's significant, too. In a lot of ways, I tell you, Grzyk's more important.
In some ways, he is. In some ways, he is. But Chara nutting up and playing in this game is, you know, shaping up to be quite the moment. Again, it was very dramatic. Again, when he hit the ice this morning, and, oh, is he really going to give this a shot? Is he really going to play? And then it turns out that after the skate, that, you know, there's a media session, and NHL PR releases the fact that, well, he can't speak, so he will offer written responses to questions from a pool reporter. NHL PR just confirmed that Chara can't talk or open his mouth, read the tweet. He will give written answers to a few questions this afternoon. So the guy can't open his mouth to speak, yet he's going to play tonight. Anyway, those answers to those questions. He said, at this time of the playoffs, everyone has injuries and there are challenges that you have to overcome to play. I'm no different than any player on either team. Then he's asked, I think, about the risk of further injury, and he says, you don't think about that. You think about playing. You don't go into a game thinking you might get hurt. And so there we go. Setting up a Curt Schilling kind of night, an all-time kind of night. But I will reiterate one more time that for that really to rise to that level, they have to win. They have to win, and he has to play well. And he can't just be a passenger or a luggage or be, you know, play poorly and they win. No, they have to win, and he has to be at least a factor, or the least has to be a moment with him. Where his sort of impact is tangible. And if they lose, it all goes for naught.
No, that's exactly right, because it's all about the results still. Otherwise, it just becomes a, yeah, they were beaten up. He tried to play. It didn't work. They lost. and that's it. It goes away, and we never really talk about it again. But if you do win, then you have something akin to Curt Schilling, and this has been brought up earlier. You have something akin to Curt Schilling in Game 6 in 2004 at Yankee Stadium. So, look, I still think they're going to go with the 7D. I think Camphor's your 7D.
Okay, well, Jimmy, if we could cue that up, but Bruce Cassidy was asked that directly this morning before, you know, even when he said Char and Grizzly were game-time decisions, the question was, and this is number two, Jimmy, are you going to consider playing 7D?
Yep, it is. I mean, depends who's in there. There are different reasons that go into that. I don't want to go through them all right now. I thought we went through some of that yesterday. Depending on which guys are in, how much experience there is, what roles need to be divided. So we could play seven.
Okay, so I think they should, given the fact that they're losing a guy a night and the fact that Char's hurt to begin with. So absolutely I'm playing 7D, even if it's Steven Kampfer. My 7D would be Vaakanainen. It would be. I just would, because you can protect him, you can spot him certain, you know, you can, just like you can spot Char. I mean, this is why you can play him limitedly, because you can, you get the last change. So if there's a defensive zone face-off, you get to throw Char out there, or if you just want to put him up against Tarasenko, you can throw him out there in that situation, the PK, empty net situation. You know, you can dictate better here at home, you know, in that situation. And then you can spot Vaakanainen in the same way. Now, I don't think that's anything. You know, Cassie sort of ruled him out yesterday, so I don't think that's likely. But he did say that would be the situation with the 7D, which means 11 forwards. He's asked, Jimmy, this is number three. He's asked about Pastrnak and his versatility to go up and down the lineup and play on different lines as it relates to 11D. Go ahead.
Well, if we go 7D, someone has to come out, obviously, up front. It won't be Pasta. So he's moved around a lot. He doesn't kill penalties, right? So you don't expend a lot of energy there. So there's opportunity there to move him around, coming out of penalty kills. Marshy does kill, so it's a little tougher for him to get those double shifts. JoJo doesn't kill. So we can move a right winger around. We can move a left winger around. Heinen's played both sides. So we're comfortable with a guy getting a few extra minutes. I guess it gets taxing, obviously, if you get into extended time. We can't worry about overtimes in this and now. We're just going to play the guys deserve to get a little extra time if we go that route.
Okay, so it's interesting. Johansson is JoJo. Marcus Johansson and David Pastrnak don't kill penalties.
Yeah.
So there's more flexibility, and I would think those would be the two that get double shifted. Heinen, I don't want more of Heinen. I want less of Heinen.
Yeah, I don't think Heinen's going to get double shifted. I think it's going to be the other two. And Johansson plays both sides, so that works perfectly.
Are we certain? I'm sorry. Are we certain Backes is the one that's out?
I mean, who else would it be?
Heinen.
Yeah, I don't think that, because again, I think Heinen, for all of the shortcomings and criticisms, he does get back. And I think they need that in this series and against this team, especially if those Blues defensemen are pinching like they do. You're going to need someone to get back and play some D from the forwards. In fact, I think that's a big part of what the Bruins are going to need to win this series. So I just don't see any way it's anyone other than Backes. I can't imagine that it would be anyone but. So, look, there's going to be a lot of juggling going on all over the place, particularly among the forwards. But if you go back to the D for a minute, you were talking about Chara. Because Murray said something a little while ago that you asked me, Mike, you said, what would you do for D pairings? I said, well, you go back to what you do if Grizzlick is there.
Yep.
If they have to spot Chara, well, then maybe Chara goes back and plays with Clifton. And maybe it's more with Murray. You said you saw that somewhere, right?
That the starting D is Moore and McAvoy.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, and so Chara ends up playing on the third pair with Clifton. So I'm eager to. I never believe anything until you see it on the ice. But because instinctively you would say Chara moves right back in his slot next to McAvoy, he plays his 20 some odd minutes or whatever. But maybe they're not going to lean on him that hard.
Okay, so there's your reset on all that we know. Grizzlick apparently out, according to reports. Chara apparently in, according to reports. You heard that Cassidy still likes the idea of seven defensemen, so what does that mean? Does that mean Backes is out? Either way, is this the Stanley Cup tonight there, Jim Murray?
Yes. Oh, yeah, without question. If the Bruins lose tonight, they lose Sunday. It's over. But the Bruins win tonight, they're winning this thing. I said Bruins in seven. They'll win it if they win tonight, but I think tonight's the series, without question.
I'm not convinced. And the only reason I say I'm not convinced is because...
And I know what happened last Saturday. We saw it. We were there. But I don't know. Not with the injuries that they've taken. And if they lose here tonight, I got a bad feeling.
That's the part that worries me. It's not the home road thing. It's the fact that the deeper it goes and the more beat up it feels like the Bruins are getting. You know, the only thing we don't know, and for the Bruins' sake, my hope is that maybe the Blues are suffering some losses there, too, that we don't know about. Maybe there's more wear and tear. I mean, Tarasenko, you know, has been getting treatment, too. So maybe he's a little knocked up.
Okay, so there's your reset on Chara and tonight. Back with more and your calls after Murray's update.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light. It's Felger and Mass. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub. And streaming on the Sports Hub app.
I would expect him to play. I mean, I know a jaw is a tough thing to have to work through. I played with a broken jaw in 1998. And, you know, I was in the first round. I wasn't two wins away from the Stanley Cup. My mentality was you don't play with your face. I don't have to shoot with my face. I don't have to skate with my face. All I got to do is find a way to breathe. And if I know Zdeno Chara the way I think I do, he's going to do everything he can to try to get this last cup under his belt. And his face can heal after his career is over.
JR this morning, Jeremy Roenick with Beadle and Zoe. Listen to the whole thing on 98.5thesportshub.com or the app. Great spot with those guys this morning when there was a little less known about Zdeno Chara. Jeremy Roenick, one of the few, saying strongly, or I don't know who's saying what, so I don't have a good grip on who's reporting what or saying what, but in my orbit, he was the strongest in saying that Zdeno Chara should play and will play in this game. He said that this morning at 10 before he even hit the ice this morning. Says you don't play with your face. All you have to do is find a way to breathe. His face can heal when his career is over.
I mean, that one line, all you got to do is find a way to breathe. Oh, all right, no problem. Like the same deal when you're drowning. You just got to find a way to breathe.
We're joined here at the Boston Sports Grill by old friend Michael Hurley from CBSBostonSports.com. Used to be our co-worker. Now he's made me hate the Patriots. I don't read your Bruins stuff because I don't want to hate the Bruins.
He's made me hate Hurley. Yeah.
Join the club.
There's one team that I at least like to like and still root for, so Hurley doesn't sour me on the Bruins. But anyway, he has been covering the Stanley Cup, does a good job with it at CBS Boston Sports. How you doing, Hurley?
Good. Thanks for letting me crash the party.
No problem. Here, let me just play one more JR cut because he was just so good and I thought so descriptive. Just play JR cut number two, Jimmy, this morning.
Kane goes away. Pride is forever. And hockey players don't care whether there's pain. At least some of them don't. Maybe a little bit more so in this generation. But Zdeno Chara is a different breed. And I don't think it's the pain aspect for him. You know, I think for him is to make sure that he can breathe, he can play right, and he doesn't bring his team down in his level of play. And that's where his decision is going to have to be made.
Okay, the breathing thing. He also went on to say the concussion is more of a consideration than the jaw, which is interesting.
Pain goes away, pride lasts forever.
And that's another one. Make a T-shirt of it. Pain goes away, pride lasts forever. But he's more the concussion's a bigger factor than the jaw, which again may explain why he was on that bench in Game 4 to hide from the concussion protocol. And that's a way to hide from the concussion protocol is by sitting on the bench. So that's the wrap on that. Hurley, what's your thoughts on the situation?
I think what I've been thinking once this sort of started building steam is that we're building toward, and you've been saying it throughout the day, an iconic moment in one of the great captains in Bruins history. And I think for various reasons, he's not always been celebrated as captain. There's been times where people wanted the C off his chest. His leadership is not apparent the way like a David Backes is. So to have this moment, and I know to make it the Willis Reed moment, historically, they have to win.
They have to win.
But even this whole day and knowing what is behind the scenes going on, knowing that he's taking the ice right now is so big for him and his legacy, because he is one of, if not the, he's very close to one of the longest tenured captains in Bruins history. Winning them a cup for breaking, you know, the 39 years, all these things, to have that one moment to sort of sum up what Zdeno Chara is all about, we are likely going to see in a few hours. And that, I mean, in terms of Boston sports moment, is up there.
It's gonna, should be.
I mean, what I like is that he takes the role seriously. Like, you know, captain of the team, you know, like, I mean, it just means something in hockey in general, but he takes the job seriously.
Can't open his mouth to speak. Had to have his food fed to him through a straw, salmon and pasta, Maz has heard.
I still don't believe that. It's a protein shake.
No veggies?
That's how good Maz's sourcing is.
I believe it to be true.
How are his movements?
Salmon and pasta.
Well, I didn't, you didn't get that update yet? That
so, certainly an iconic moment, Hurley. No question about it. Have you gotten a grip on this series?
Well, I think, and that's another thing, it's a risky move for him because of how physical the Blues have been. And I think, you know, guys, you guys have been talking about Danton Heinen. He looked like someone in Game 4 who was sick of playing the St. Louis Blues. I think David Pastrnak was sick of playing the St. Louis Blues. You saw it in the first period.
They all did.
And I think that took its toll. I mean, McAvoy being a step late in the game-winning goal, he got rocked by, what was that, Barbashev on the bench. You could see the whiplash from the side. I think that physical toll, finishing every single time a defenseman clears the puck, every single pass that's made, it's how the Blues are going to win if they're going to win. And we saw that if they're not hitting as much as they have been through four games, they're not scoring those two goals the other night, just waltzing down Broadway to the slot and scoring the rebound. So it's...
Do you think the Blues have taken control of this series through that?
I don't think... Well, there's been such mad magnificent swings. Game one, it was like, oh, Bruins sweep or Bruins in five. Game two, the Bruins might not win again. And it's sort of kept pace every other game. So I do think this is going the distance just based on the fact that these two guys are just, their two teams are just slugging it out like two heaviweights, and they're absorbing each other's heaviest blows to come back. And this is another, what bothered me most about game four is you have a rookie goaltender that you chased, you got him out of there, you have him on the ropes,
and then you let
and you get 23 shots on goal. Like, that just, I know that it's challenging, I know that it's the Stanley Cup final and the other team is good, but so are you. Like, at a certain 23 shots on goal.
I think this kid's average, but he's out of the games in Winnipeg. He gave up six and bounced back the next game. Gave up five twice to San Jose and bounced back in those games. Like, I don't know. He stinks, but the defense is so good in front of him that I just think he's been able to come back and not get exposed for what he actually is. And I know Maz feels the same. You think he sucks.
Look, the team's the team. I mean, the Blues now, right? The team is the team. So they all play together, and the D help out the goalie, but I don't think it's him. So I would love to go back and look at those last two San Jose games and say, how many chances did they really get? Or was it just the fact that the Blues beat the crap out of them and San Jose didn't have the will to go to the net anymore, and that was it?
And I know it's a point of contention on this show, but that Game 7 against Dallas, they had two shots for about a 45-minute stretch.
Exactly.
I didn't know the number.
No, really. I think this is what the Blues do to you. So you say, well, the goalie, you know, the goalie went triple overtime. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bishop had to make 60 saves or whatever the hell the number was. There's some ridiculous number.
Yeah.
So I just think it's more about how the Blues wear you down than it is about the goalie.
I do think...
I don't think he sucks, Murray. I think he's average. He's average. To me, he's about as average as it gets. Like, I look at him and I say, I don't see it. I don't see the athleticism of Bobrovsky or the discipline and fundamentals of a Rask. I don't see it. I don't see any of that. I don't see a great glove. I don't see, you know, great athleticism. I don't see anything. I just see a guy.
Yeah, he's steady. He's fine. And I think you can beat that. And I think we've seen them beat that. And I think to you, this is a rare moment. Usually I come on and yell at you guys about your stupidity and whatnot. You have been disturbingly reasonable about the goaltender for months, like weeks and months now. It's disturbing, but you're right because...
No, it's disturbing when someone just calls it like it is.
Well, that's what we've been doing, and you've been hysterical the whole time.
Did it ever occur to you that you're irrational when it comes to the Patriots?
Because you're a Patriots guy, and you just want that thing. You don't want...
That's not true.
You don't want it told like it is.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will say there is an element of finishing it off, and I do think, though, if this series does continue the way it is, and say the Blues win two more games the way they've won the other two, I think we can all reasonably look at it and say it's almost like they let Tuukka down in that sense, because he helped you get here. He's been fine throughout this series. Maybe one or two goals you would have liked him to stop. But the rest of the team stopped being that rest of the team. So they almost, it's almost like he's obviously the Conn Smythe leader. If they win, I don't think anyone else is in a position to even nab it. So it's a matter of finishing off for him, I think, because he has been, he's not been the problem.
Of course he's not the problem. But can you pitch a shutout in one of these? Tim Thomas did. Can you hold him to one goal or fewer? Tim Thomas did that five times in the seven games against Vancouver. So
one variable there, though, and sully the Tim Thomas legend, but in game six, what did they? How many goals did they score? Eight? The Bruins?
It was 5-2.
So it wasn't exactly, you know, high, but still a game seven shutout on the road, no joke. So that is something that would be something that could, you know, maybe unite the two RAS camps forever, if you can imagine.
Well, I mean,
that.
That's it. If he delivers like that, then there's nothing left to say.
I'll tell you what, though. He just raised something that, you know, maybe came up early in the playoffs. If the Bruins were to lose this series and the pattern stays the same, I could still see Rask being Conn Smythe. I mean, who on the Blues would you pick over Rask?
I don't think...
It depends. If O'Reilly gets another game winner,
Rask has not been Conn Smythe worthy in this round. In this round, he's a .919 save percentage. Just good, but it's not...
.940. It's not .940.
It's not Conn Smythe-ish.
The only one that I can is Jaguar in 03.
Yeah.
And he had like a .950. It was the most ridiculous run. So I don't know that he's... But yeah, there's no Blues that jumps out.
Okay, so you usually fixate on the officiating. Have you put your horns into the officiating in this series?
I think it's been mostly fine. There's, you know, the couple embellishments. You can see why they're called the other night. They looked like penalties. I know you spent 2 days... banging the Bruins or embellishing train without citing examples of embellishments, but other than that, what were the examples?
Backes in game one, Clifton in game one, DeBrusque in game three. We were coming off of, was it game three then, where they got the eight, four power play goals?
Yeah, it was game three, yep.
Yeah, Rask dove a couple times, so there's four off the top of my head.
Well, I think the Backes one is a good litmus test because there was no definitive angle. So if you say, yes, he did dive or no, he didn't dive, you're kind of just broadcasting what you want to see in that moment. But other than that, I mean, Edmondson clearly felt it was embellished, which factors in. But for the most part, I don't think you can be overly upset. I mean,
he snapped his head back after the contact, Mike. It was pretty clear.
Well, what if he got it in the teeth, you know? Well, there's an element
Delayed reaction?
We could, you know, cross-check you in the teeth and see how you react. Yeah, there are different ways. So, I understand.
Yeah, well, no, wait. I'll wait 2 seconds and then snap my head back.
Maybe. Okay. But point is, I think it's been mostly fine. I think, you know, there's the two calls the other night that... You can't argue because they're close enough, you know?
The officiating is important to the Bruins because they've gotten here on special teams. And St. Louis has beat them 5-on-5. So you want the refs involved is really what the story is.
I would put it, you know, I think that it was more of an issue in Columbus. I think Tortorella's team was really good at feeling sticks on their skates, on their shin pads. They were really good at getting every single call out of you. The Blues, aside from the two the other night, aren't really doing that. But the other way... I don't know. There's no instances. There was a grab early in game four that Coyle didn't draw the penalty. Pastrnak got hit up high in the neutral zone and wanted a call. But I feel like for the most part, it's been Stanley Cup final hockey officiating. There's been maybe a couple nitpicky ones, but this is what you're going to get. I don't think the power play floodgates are going to open at any point.
Okay, Mike, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Mike Gurley, CBSBostonSports.com. Final word is next. We're going nowhere, I promise. I keep promising your phones. We'll do the final word, then we'll come up off the top of the six and take your phones. We are going until 7 o'clock. No baseball reporters tonight. We're getting you right up until the pregame of Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Mass at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market Booth. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Mazza.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
BK
recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's The Final Word on Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And The Final Word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, a couple of things to get to today. Felger, you can't handle any more than, usually one question from any caller, but specifically from Will in New Hampshire earlier today.
Will in New Hampshire, what do you got?
So a quick question and then a comment. So for a question, in this series, or even in the whole playoffs with the poor officiating, you've seen very reactionary games. You know, a missed hand pass and there's five called the next night. Do you expect the first embellishment penalty to be called tonight, and does that settle it up? And then one quick comment with David Price. I heard he was talking about Char earlier. Hold on, let's see if I can find him. Oh, yeah. I don't
know. I'm just going to drop you. You said, what if David Price had a broken jaw? We wouldn't see him for 2 months. We don't have to compare sports. It's self-evident what these hockey guys do. It's not even worth discussing. They're a different breed, and they prove it every year. The first thing that he said that I did want to comment on, and of course, it left my brain.
I don't remember.
Someone,
either.
Come on.
I know. What the hell was it? All I remember is the
No, Price. I'm not doing anything till someone tells me what it was.
I don't remember either.
I don't care if Jimmy has to rewind it. This is so annoying.
Jimmy, rewind it.
Honestly, I'm not sitting here. I'm not doing anything. So
I blame you because your attention span is better than everyone else's.
Mine sucks.
You should. What?
No. I mean, I.
So you should be able to hold on to it.
No. I can stay. When I'm speaking, I can stay focused and, you know, on topic. When someone gives me two things to listen to, the call bugged me.
Yeah, clearly. And then we ended up rewinding it and hearing it again. We figured it all out.
It was the officiating.
The embellishing.
I didn't miss it that time.
All right, and this we're stealing from the midday show. Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They do their fake promos, and here is a fake promo from Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe, who joined the show earlier today.
Afternoons at 2, Felger and Maz.
We have with us now Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe. As you go deeper in a series, generally speaking, they swallow it as we go forward. That would not be to the Bruins' advantage. So we will definitely keep an eye on that.
And that said, by and large, you know, for the 40-odd years that I've watched, I like it when they swallow it.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. But swallow it, you know. Don't put it halfway down your throat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, my God. When he was saying it, we're talking about swallowing the whistle, of course. I don't know what you would find so funny about that. When he was talking about the refs swallowing the whistle, I started to text Louthy or Beetle, and then I forgot about it, of course. But
oh, that one went right over my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually focused on the game. You know, I'm focused on the fact.
No, but the refs, how many penalties they call is an actual factor. It is. You want more penalties called because of special teams. All right, folks. We've got another hour to go. Felger and Maz till 7 o'clock. We've had a bunch of guests here, so I know that you've been boxed out. If you do want to call and weigh in on Zdeno Chara possibly playing tonight and what that means for him and the team and that moment that we could be in store for here, please weigh in. You want to just weigh in on your thoughts on Game 5, by all means. There's a couple open lines at 617-779-0985. This time, I really promise, right after Murray's 90-second update without any commercials, we'll come back and talk to you. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.